Bible what God has to say about hell. First of all, in the book of Psalms, the 9th chapter and the 17th verse, we get verification that there is a hell. Now, many people do not believe in a literal hell. It is said that a poll was taken in America some years ago, and 42% of the people asked said they did not believe in hell.
Yes, sir.
Some seminary students were asked if they believed in hell, and the poll read that 71% of those students did not believe in a literal hell.
All right.
This is shocking coming from seminary students. But my dear Christians and friends, no matter how many do not believe in hell, it is a fact that there is a hell. And the word hell is found throughout the Bible. Some have said that the word hell comes from a Greek word, Gehenna. And it is used some 12 times in the New Testament. Name a few of them. Matthew 5:22. You will find the word. You will find it also in the same chapter down around the 29th and 30th verses. Then in the 10th chapter of St. Matthew, the 28th verse, you will find it again. And then the 18th chapter of this verse, or the 18th and 19th, or the 18th chapter and the 9th verse, you'll find it. You'll find it in Matthew 23rd chapter, the 15th verse, and the 33rd verse, you'll find it. Then you'll find it in Mark, the 9th chapter, the 43rd, 45th, and 47th verses. You'll find it also in the book of Luke, the 12th chapter, and the 5th verse. Then over in James 3:6, you'll find it again, the word hell. So we do have an understanding that hell is recorded in the Bible. However, there are other references that could be given from both the Old and New Testament concerning the place called hell. For example, Psalm 16:10 and Isaiah 5:14 and also the 14th chapter and the 9th verse of this particular chapter, then Luke the 16th chapter, the 19th and 31st verses, Revelation 20th chapter, the 11th through the 15th verses, all of this will have to do with hell. Now, I'm here to tell you tonight that there is a hell. You might not believe it, but there is a hell.
You're right.
And then another thing I want to tell you, people will go to hell. I'm here to tell you. Now, what I'm here tonight to try to do, and that is keep as many folk as I can from going to hell. As I read the Bible, I'm led to believe that hell is not a comfortable place. Now, this is not really a shouting message tonight. It's a scary message. I would like to look at the characteristics of hell.
Come on, man.
And it doesn't matter what kind of description I give hell tonight. Just remember, it's a million times and more worse than the way I describe it.
All right.
It doesn't matter how I describe heaven tonight.